Rob Astorino has twice won the county executive seat in Westchester County on the Republican line in a region where Democrats now dominate. He told reporters at the state capitol recently that he believes he can draw on that experience governing a large New York City suburban county into leading New York State.
This state is going in the wrong direction. I feel very strongly about that. I felt very strongly in Westchester when everyone said the same thing. You can't win. It's a Democratic county. They'll never vote for you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the reason to run was as important as winning. It was to offer an alternative and to put out ideas that are very different than what they were like in Westchester. And the voters responded.
Astorino has held fundraisers and addressed Republicans at dinners around the state, including most recently in Binghamton, and he set up a campaign website. According to his official bio, the 46-year-old speaks fluent Spanish. He's married with three young children. Astorino is likely to keep his focus on the economic concerns in a campaign, saying Cuomo has not done enough to create jobs.
Right now, as a state, we're losing. We're losing in all metrics.
He also wants major reforms in the implementation of the Common Core learning standards. Astorino's expected to make an issue of the state's five-year de facto moratorium on natural gas drilling, saying that going ahead with fracking could provide needed fuel and create tens of thousands of jobs. Governor Cuomo has said for the past year and a half that he's waiting for the results of a review from his health commissioner before he can make any decisions. Astorino has accused Cuomo of dawdling because of pressure from environmentalists. He posted a short video on YouTube in which he stands in front of a stark black and white map of upstate New York.
To not reasonably and responsibly try natural gas exploration is a dereliction of duty by the governor.
Astorino, who formerly ran Satellite Radio's Catholic Channel, holds positions on some social issues that differ with the views of a majority of New Yorkers, and that could potentially become an issue in a campaign. For instance, he's pro-life on abortion, but he dismisses any suggestions that he would try to prevent a woman's right to choose abortion in New York under current law.
It's a straw man. Abortion's been legal in this state for 44 years. Abortion in any major way in New York is not going anywhere.
The Westchester County executive faces numerous challenges. Cuomo has a campaign war chest of $33 million. Astorino currently has less than $1 million, though he says he's confident he can raise much more. In the most recent Siena College poll, Cuomo leads Astorino by 42 points. Nearly three-quarters of New Yorkers say they've never heard of the Westchester County executive, says Siena's Steve Greenberg.
Right now, Cuomo is in a very strong position. That said, we are more than 8 months away from an election. That's many lifetimes in politics.
It's still not settled whether Astorino would be the only GOP candidate for governor. Real estate developer Donald Trump continues to express interest in running on the Republican ticket, speaking at GOP dinners in New York City, Buffalo, and Syracuse, and distracting attention from the little-known county executive. Governor Cuomo has refrained from commenting on any potential races, saying it's not yet political season. But he has in recent weeks, without mentioning Astorino by name, turned around the county executive's argument against high taxes in New York by singling out Westchester County's tax rates.
Westchester, New York, highest property taxes in the country.
Cuomo's already said he wants to run for a second term, but he's yet to set a date to announce any of his re-election plans. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.